Today is Visakha Pooja Day. The Lord Buddha has arrived this world. His body was born and his mind was enlightened. And now his body is no longer with us. He left the Dhamma with us and teaching with us not to be careless. His teaching has already been made. It's up to us to walk the path and then not to be careless, to take heed. In the past, I have a lot of teachers. And then now that the time has gone, passed by, it's like a big tree has just died one by one. And then there's no more. And all the teachers that I have been going to, they all have left this world. And then one day in the future, I'll be gone as well. This is natural. And for us all, we all have to grow. And we have to put ourselves into real practice, be serious with it. We don't know what will happen, but our mind will have something to hold on to. That is Dhamma. We know the way to practice. Know the right way to practice and do it. Practice Dhamma as it deserves until our mind reaches Dhamma. And until we reach that level, we'll find out that Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha is actually one. Within the pure mind. And if our mind is pure, we'll become a monk. The mind will have all the Dhamma inside. It reached the Buddha. They are all one. And we just live until this body is gone. There's nothing to worry about then. The Buddha has died and show us how the death is. All the teachers show us what the death is like. Periodically, like the latest is the Supreme Monk. And then after Supreme Monk, there are more teachers, but then I don't know who else. I don't follow the news. It's up to us to really stand on our own feet. We are not a baby anymore. Our parents are all leaving us as well. If you don't think that we should practice now, you are actually heedless or careless. We actually don't know when we age, we might just choke to death then. I've seen it before. People who are eating, strong person, but talkative. And the person was eating and then talking, and the person choked. She couldn't breathe. She was in the temple far away. There was no one who can help. It only take 5 minutes for her to die. Life is full of uncertainty. Practice. Like if you even think that after listening to the teaching and your practice, that is also heedless. We have to do it now. The time when we open our eyes, have mindfulness. Be awake, both body and mind. Keep feeling that the body is breathing in, the body is breathing out. And right now the body is standing, sitting down, walking, lying down. Right now, is the body moving or stay still? The feeling happiness, unhappiness within the body, have mindfulness and know that. The feeling of happiness, unhappiness or neutral, have mindfulness to see it. wholesomeness, unwholesomeness, have mindfulness to see it. Mindfulness is necessary for all the time and places. You need it all the time, as much as you can. If you just leave your body and mind up to defilement, and days and nights are gone, and then we die, you gain nothing, and then you are at loose. You lost because you build so much perfection and collect so much merit to be born in the days of Buddhism teaching is here. But you listen to Dhamma. There's a lot of investment for you to listen to hear, to listen to Dhamma. There's no free stuff. Think about it, how many people in Thailand, how many people out there, and how many few of them can listen to Dhamma? And a lot of them even listening to Buddhist teaching, it's the wrong teaching. Some place teach us about superstition, and some places just want your money. Not a lot of places teach about mindfulness. So train yourself to get the most value out of the Buddhism. Breathe out, have mindfulness. Breathe in, have mindfulness. And make some worth out of this life. Don't just waste the breath. Breathing out and breathing in, don't waste. Waste it by collecting the defilements along the way. Keep the mindfulness, seeing the body breathing. Don't stare at the breath. Look at the body. Listen well. The verb here is to see. See with the heart, see with the wisdom. See what? See the body. See the body doing what? The body is breathing. It's not the same between seeing the breath and versus seeing the body. I'm teaching to see the body breathing so that we can, it's a stepping stone to wisdom. If we keep looking at the breath, you will reach jhana. It's actually a different direction. That path is taking a lot of time doing the concentration that way. I lost 20 years doing it. If breathing out, you have mindfulness, breathing in with mindfulness, see the body. And if body moves, see it. And the body stand, lie down, sit down, like, just see it. Keep feeling, seeing. The body is breathing, the body is in different postures, moving, stay still. All that is the object that the mind see. It's not us. Know with relaxation, with relaxed mind, that is not self. Have this feeling in your heart. Doesn't matter what the notion of the take notion of the non-existent and use that perception to see the body that it doesn't belong to us and start right here. Without the right notion, it will make a mistake. It will have the wrong view that the body is self. And with the wrong view, it's called in Buddhism, the incorrect view. All this is starting from the wrong perception. Most people, normal people, have the wrong perception. But with Buddha's teaching, we have the right view here and right notion. Take note of the body and the mind, the matter at the form as suffering, impermanent and non-self. We often have the wrong view. We think happy things as unhappy things as happy, things as non-self as self, or the wrong teaching. Just blend themselves in the Buddhism thinking that Nibbana or enlightenment is another world. And when we learn, have mindfulness, see the body breathing, see the body in different postures, see the body moving, see the body stay still, and we don't just see it and that's it, have another sight as well, that this body that is breathing, the body that is moving, stand, sit down, is something that the mind is seeing, is non-self. Gradually have this feeling that this body doesn't belong to us. Practice a lot. But for some people who are not, who doesn't like looking at the body, look in the mind instead. Sometimes the mind is scattered, lost in thought. Sometimes the mind is good and bad. Keep watching the mind that is impermanent. Happiness stays for a while and then it's gone. Suffering stays a while for, and it's gone. The goodness is temporary. Take notion that it's temporary. It's happy or it's unhappy, bad or good on its own. It wants to be angry and then it's angry on its own. We cannot command it. And if it's something that we feel this way, it's the right notion. We see anatta or non-self. If you do look at the body, take the right notion that the body is non-self. This body has the suffering within it all the time. It doesn't belong to us, it's non-self. And the mind, the good, the bad, happiness, unhappiness, all of them are impermanent, it's non-self. Don't have mindfulness alone. If you have mindfulness in the body alone, mindfulness in the mind alone, without the right notion, it's not vipassana. But the notion here is not a thought. It's a right angle way to look at things. Looking at things in the angle of impermanent suffering, non-self, is not thinking. But some people, you don't know how to get the mind to take the right notion, you can use a thought to help. Keep practicing. In the past, some people just say that I didn't teach much. Lungpo Pramod only teach about mindfulness. It's not right. I really wanna just slap their back. Just have the mindfulness alone is similar to stupidity. You have to have the right notion as well. For people who don't have the right perception or don't know how to make it happen, help it with the thought. Think that the body is not ours. Taking the right notion is the feeling. Okay, now have the mindfulness here. Have a sweet smile. Can you see that the body is small? You see it with the mind. Can you see that the thing that small is not us? Nod your head, move your head. Can you see that the body is moving? It's the object that you see. The body that is nodding is not us. How do we know this? Why do we see that it's non-self when we see this? Because the self-notion is a thought. If we have mindfulness, then you won't have that notion. The self-thinking is actually from the wrong thinking. The abnormality that we have, there are three of them. First of them is the notion. You think unpretty, ugly stuff as pretty, impermanent things as permanent. Do you feel that you look good and you are pretty? Anyone here think that you feel that you are pretty? Can you raise your hand? Don't be scared, don't be shy. Nothing in your body is nice at all. Some people have nice tooth. This is optimistic. You may have 31 teeth, but one of them is look good and you like it. Or maybe you have nice eyebrow. Anything in your body, is there anything that look good? Nothing at all? Do you really feel that there's nothing in your body that looks good at all? Have a look. Bo, what about you? Anything in your body that you think is good? You take long time to think. What about you, Chumpu? Oh, feet. Oh, this person take pride in her feet. Some people, sometimes, do you feel that you love yourself? You care about it. Deep in your heart, you love your body. You think this body is great, it's magical. You really have the love of this body. By having the wrong notion, it's a wrong thought. The wrong thought leads to the wrong belief. And the wrong thinking is called the abnormality of the mind, citta vipalat. When we see impermanent thing as permanent, ugly thing as pretty, things that non-self as self, you feel that this is self all the time, and you keep collecting this wrong notion, collecting the wrong view. From now on, we don't collect the wrong view, we will collect the right view. The right view is the result of the right thinking. We see that this body, the aggregates are working, is not self. Happiness and unhappiness working is non-self. The perception, the memory, they are all working is non-self. The fabrication of this aggregate is working is non-self. The mind perceiving the emotions or the object is non-self. We see the mind working, not ourself working. Keep noticing. Right now the body is breathing. Can you feel it? Can you see that the body is breathing? It's not us breathing. If there is a right perception here, then you will see that the body is breathing, not I breathe. But if you have the wrong perception here, you will have a wrong thought. Who is hearing the sound here? Listen well. Is it I or me hearing, or is it the ear, or is it the mind? At first you hear it with the ear, and then it translates with the mind. Ear hears, and the mind hears. It's not I who hear it. It's not me or I. The ear is hearing, is taking in the sound, and the mind is translating the meaning of it. It's working on its own. Keep listening, watching, hear the bell, and who knows, you listen to this type of teaching, and one day you hear the bell, you might reach the satori or enlighten one day. It's like the cartoon Ikkyu-sang, like the crow crying. Longpo is playing with Thai word here, with the crow. In Thai notion, all the crows are female. So in the cartoon, Ikkyu-sang heard the crows bleating. When I was young, I wonder how come Ikkyu-sang is enlightened just by the sound of the crow. But now, can you see that it was the ear is non-self, not I who hear the sound? There's no self here. Self is not existing. When you see that self is not existing, you become a stream enterer. You have the wrong view about Ikkyu-sang in the cartoon, but the real Ikkyu-sang actually is not like the cartoon. He had a wife, and He went to brothel as well. Japanese monk can do that. Now breathe. Have the mindfulness. See that the body is breathing and the mind is looking at it, is it non-self. Breathe. Try it for a few minutes. Don't force it. Have relaxation. Smile and have relaxation in watching. The second person in the second row here, you didn't watch the mind, you just send the mind to look at it. The mind is just already lost in wondering what to see. Just catch that, not feel that the mind is lost in that. When the mind has wandered, know it. The mindfulness is too strong. Correction, Longpo say, the knowing is too strong. Breathe, see the body breathe, move and see the body moving, the mind is looking. The body is not self, and the mind who is watching is also non-self. Do it every day. Practice as the offering to the Buddha, for the Buddha. And whether you are enlightened or not is really up to the causes. Don't practice for enlightenment. You won't have it because the mind is greedy then. Practice to sacrifice, not practice to take in, take things out. Do some virtue. Do it as if you mean nothing. Do all your perfection as an offering to the Buddha. Okay, go and have breakfast now. I don't tell you to stop practicing. I just told you to have some food.